You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Welcome to Dragon Root Radio, feminist-inspired radio brought to you by CKUT and the 2110 Center for Gender Advocacy. The Dragon Root has two genders and symbolizes the diversity of every body and every mind on the gender spectrum. Tune in every Tuesday morning from 8:39 on 90.3 FM or ckut.ca/listen. You can also pick up and choose from our archives at center2110.org. We bring you reports from the Blueprint Radio Project on gendered violence, live tunes from feminists, queer, trans, and gender-aware musical guests, and interviews about a wide array of social justice issues examined through a gender-perceptive lens. And today on Dragon Root, we have a special in-studio interview with Defina, the director of Romanipe. But first up, we have content from the Roma Community Center to introduce the topic.
Thanks for being with us. And I'm here with Gina Chani Roba, who is the executive director of the Roma Community Center in Toronto. And so maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do at the Roma Community Center.
Sure. So yeah, my name is Gina Chani Roba. I'm the executive director of the Roma Community Center based in Toronto. I am from a Hungarian Romani family that came to Canada as refugees during the Hungarian Revolution in 1956. I've been involved with the Roma Community Center since I've come back from Europe. I was working at the European Roma Rights Center based in Budapest, where I worked as an advocate to help desegregate the Hungarian Roma education, the system for Hungarian Roma children in the Hungarian education system, and really worked at trying to raise awareness about the apartheid-like conditions and human rights abuse that Roma endure in Hungary and other parts of Central and Eastern Europe. So coming back to Canada, I wanted to really put my experience, my skills, my background, and my passion to use here. And so I found the Roma Community Center, and at that time it was it had already been running as a nonprofit organization since 1998, when it was established as the first Canadian Romani organization in Canada, and just working to build it up since then, and to provide more of a younger Canadian, Romani voice, and to address the many issues that the community face. So the Roma Community Center works to strengthen and unify Romani people across Canada in striving for self-determination, social justice, and human rights. And we celebrate Roma cultural diversity, history, and achievements. At the Roma Community Center, we really we serve the Roma community across Canada, and we seek to build solidarity among a very diverse Roma diaspora. And the Roma Community Center provides settlement, education, legal services, and we engage in outreach and a lot of advocacy work. And we also celebrate our culture and shared history. So a big part of the work we do at the Roma Community Center is really working with the general public and trying to combat anti-Roma racism and negative gypsy stereotypes, and strengthening community partnerships in Canada and abroad has been one of our priorities.
So one of the things we sort of talked about, I do want to talk about the immigration system, but since you brought up the mandate of the center and sort of working against discrimination here in Canada and anti-Roma sentiment here in Canada, I wondered maybe if you could also tell us a little bit about the recent campaign that you have been leading, trying to bring attention to the racism and hate speech that's been happening at Sun News, and in terms of Ezra Levant, and how they're seeking support from, my understanding is they're seeking financial support from the Canadian
Radio Telecommunications Council.
Yeah, and and as a CKUT, as a member of that as well, I think it's especially pertinent for us to sort of bring that up. If maybe you want to talk a little bit about what's going on in that campaign.
Sure, definitely. This began on September 5th, 2012. I don't personally watch Sun News Network, so I didn't see it when it was broadcasted live on The Source with Ezra Levant. And I was receiving emails and phone calls from Canadians around Canada that had watched this 9-minute racist diatribe against the Roma community. Many said that they've never seen such overt hate-promoting speech in any broadcast in Canada. And so it was brought to my attention by Canadians, and it took me a while to watch it because growing up with so much negative stereotyping and, you know, and hatred by, you know, people that often imported it from Europe, it's always been a very sensitive spot for me. So I was trying not to watch it for a little while until I kept on receiving more and more emails about it. And so a week later, I actually watched it, and it was incredibly painful for me. I've never heard anything so disgustingly hateful coming out of any Canadian's mouth. And broadcast live across our country made it just so much more impactful. And so, Ezra Levant said a number of incredibly hateful things about us. And I have something here, actually. I could read a couple of the quotes of what he said. Just, you know, he basically, it was just more, it was racism, and, you know, what were they saying about, you know, Roma? But I think it's important for other Canadians to hear what this man said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I read a few of these quotes, it would be wonderful to be able to try to visualize, you know, interchanging the word gypsy for, you know, black or Muslim or gay or, you know, something else that people might be able to connect with rather than gypsy. So this is what I heard. And these, I mean, again, it went on for 9 minutes, but these were the things that I found the most painful to listen to. So, gypsies aren't a race. They aren't a religion. They aren't a linguistic group. They're the medieval prototype of Occupy Wall Street movement, a shiftless group of hobos that don't believe in property rights themselves. They're nomads. They rob people blind. Now, let me stop before you start blowing your hate crime whistle at me for saying gypsy or gyps. See, political correctness and euphemisms like calling them Roma instead of gypsy, or the BBC calls them travelers. Well, the point is that is to obscure the truth. They're gypsies, and one of the central characteristics of that culture is that their chief economy is theft and begging. And being gypsy isn't like being black or being gay or being a woman or even Romanian, where many gypsies come from. Just like being from Sicily doesn't necessarily make you part of the mafia. However, being a gypsy is a positive choice, like being a Blood or a Crip, like joining the Costa Nostra. For centuries, these roving highway gangs have mocked the law and robbed their way across Europe. Yeah, no thanks. I'm not interested in calling them Roma or travelers or having a Human Rights Commission investigate what we as a society have done them wrong and maybe dispatching social workers to them. Ha! Huh. The social workers will just have their wallets stolen. So this is what he said about us. And I just thought that, you know, it's really unsafe. If any of us can turn on our television sets, and this is the language that we're listening to. Mm-hmm. And I think about young Roma that maybe like myself when I was a teenager, and the shame that so many of the negative gypsy stereotypes brought to me. And something like this, you know, this it robs people of their dignity. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the ignorance that's embedded in this is just, it's profound. I mean, by saying that we aren't a race or that we aren't a linguistic group, I mean, it's actually a denial of our existence to a certain degree. So, yeah, it was really, really problematic to me in the most severe sense. And so I called the police, and I did what I was told to do in the past. I mean, the Roma Community Center had a project last year from the Ministry of Community Safety, and we had a $30,000 hate crime prevention project called Hate Can Kill. And we worked closely with the Toronto Police, New York Regional Police, educating police officers about the community, educating our community about Canadian law regarding hate crime, and bringing the community together with the police and different kinds of community and relationship building events. So when this happened, I called the police, and you know, I reported a hate propaganda complaint. And as it happens, the police found the hate crime unit of the Toronto Police found enough evidence to recommend prosecution of the incitement of hatred, public incitement of hatred toward the Roma community against Ezra Levant. So that was a big step in the right direction for us in having this officially recognized as hate propaganda by at least the Toronto Police. Mm-hmm. A short while later, the Hamilton Police also recommended prosecution of hate propaganda in Canada regarding Ezra Levant's hate speech on September 5th. Unfortunately, the Ontario Attorney General's office decided not to proceed, and the only reasons that they really gave for not proceeding was that it'll turn into a bit of a circus, and thus is not in the public interest to proceed with bringing Ezra Levant into a court of law. And so, for me, this was, you know, it was completely unacceptable. I mean, since when do we say it's too challenging, so we're not going to try? And especially what's even more problematic is the message that it sends to Canadians. You know, what it sends to racist people about what they're allowed to engage in and what they'll be able to get away with. And more importantly for me, what kind of message does it send to our youth? Mm-hmm. You know, and to various diverse communities across Canada in terms of what protection they could expect from our lawmakers. So it's unfortunate that that we weren't able to deal with this in court and to see what the outcome would be, but at least hold him accountable for what he said. And interestingly, you know, he came out and made an apology on the same day that the Sun News Media submitted an application requesting $18 million in Canadian funding to be carried nationally on a mandatory cable package. So they applied to the CRTC, the Canadian Radio, Television, Telecommunications Council. And we had already submitted a number of complaints regarding the racist rant back in September. And so now that the police investigation is over, the CRTC is supposed to be investigating our complaints. And at the same time, Sun Media is asking for a huge sum of money. So we're doing everything we can to raise awareness among Canadians about, you know, what is acceptable for the Sun Media. Mm-hmm. They won't even go as far to even acknowledge, you know, they said it was inappropriate. They didn't acknowledge that it was racist. They didn't acknowledge that it was hateful. You know, it took 6 months for Ezra Levant to make the apology, and it really was had no sincerity in it whatsoever. It was most likely because of the CRTC application. But I also believe he knew that the Attorney General had to have a reason to dismiss our complaint after the police had recommended prosecution. So the apology was the perfect excuse. Mm-hmm. And that's what I received in a letter subsequently. So I hope, and I hope other Canadians will feel strongly about what we allow to be disseminated via our Canadian media. And to have Ezra Levant and his commentary available to us as we turn on the television would be somewhat of a dark day for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to me, this is, I'm very connected to a similar campaign that's happening out west in Vancouver around the exploitation of people facing deportation or people facing removal. I don't know if you've followed this at all, but there's been a lot of mobilization around sort of migrant justice groups who are working to get this off the air because there's been documents that have surfaced that actually this exploitation has been supported and even sort of funded by the Canadian government. And I think it's a similar thing that, you know, it's totally racist and unacceptable and disgusting on so many levels, and that not only shouldn't be allowed to exist, but the fact that there is any kind of public money going into this is just like beyond comprehension. And so I think that people really need to be made aware of this, and that they're like, it's really important that this gets out as much as possible. So thank you. And
so
That was the first part of an interview with Gina Chani Roba, who is the executive director of the Roma Community Center in Toronto. I have here with me Dafina, who is one of the directors or founders, actually, of Roma Nipe, which is a Roma community center that is going to be starting up here in Montreal. When I spoke with Gina a couple weeks ago, she mentioned that this was happening, and I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on and who's doing that. And then Dafina got in touch with me shortly after that, so I'm really happy to have her with us today. And maybe to start off, you could tell us a bit about Roma Nipe and why you decided to start the organization.
Sure. Well, essentially, Roma Nipe is a non-for-profit organization that seeks to fight discrimination against Roma people in Europe as well as in Canada. And basically, the reason I started to do this is because, well, as you can assume, I am from Roma origin. And I have been fortunate enough to been born and raised in Canada and to have access to education, which I think gives me the right, but almost a duty, to do something about what's going on with my community. And I think that there's a lot of things going on a lot of people are not aware about. So I'm actually working in collaboration with Gina from Toronto to build a kind of a satellite of the Roma Community Center here in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. I think so. There's a many mandates for the Roma Community Center. Sorry, I'm just getting over a cold. So, I know that the Roma Community Center has many different mandates and goals. But can you talk to us a little bit about the main goals of the Roma Nipe? Like,
Sure. Well, the main mission is really to create a space, I guess, for Roma and non-Roma, in order to share experiences, ideas, and where really the main mission is really to empower and mobilize non-Roma youth to embrace Roma culture, because I think, like, unlike in Toronto, there's not a big refugee community here in Montreal. Mm-hmm. So the issue is really to, in fact, bring the issue to Montreal to make people aware that there is discrimination, because unlike in Toronto, people are not even aware who the Roma are as mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of groundwork to be done before we could do any political activism.
Mm-hmm. And you are having a launch tonight at Zivon Orange.
Yes, we are. So tonight is basically the launching event of Roma Nipe, and is at the same time a celebration, but as well an event to raise awareness and mobilize people around what's going on in many European countries right now, which is very, very strong discrimination and oppression against Roma people. And the name of the event is called Music Beyond Prejudice, and the idea behind that is, like, often people have this idea of either Roma or gypsies as either thieves or beggars, or either this romanticized idea of, you know, Esmeralda, who, like, travels all the time. And a lot of people know about our music, but a lot of people don't know about the idea behind the music. And unlike that, many people know, a lot of Roma music is really kind of to honor the suffering of the Roma people and their history. For example, flamenco is a dance of like the facial expressions and the steps are to honor the suffering that Roma went through in history.
And what will be some of the different bands and groups that will be playing tonight?
Well, there's quite a few. There's going to be Les Gitans Sarajevo. There's going to be Sergio Popa and Dan Armenca, who actually recently came to Canada. Dan Armenca from Romania. And there's going to be Sarah Barbieu and the group Caravan. And we're also going to have a photo exhibit of Chad Evans, who was recently in Toronto with the community center there. And basically, it's an exhibit showing different side of Roma. So it's a portraits of about 200 Roma in Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Poland, and Canada, showing them Roma in the professional world.
Can you talk to us a little bit about your connection to the Roma Community Center in Toronto and sort of that relationship?
Well, essentially, I met Gina and Ronald, which are the, I guess, co-founders of the organization in Toronto and Montreal in last December, I believe, when there was a symposium organized in Montreal around the issue of anti-gypsyism. And this is where I met Gina. I always wanted to do something in Montreal, but obviously it's very hard because there's no community, there's no awareness about the issue. And we met and we've been communicating over email, and then I went to Toronto recently to present my project to the community center in Toronto and to get approval of the board to support my project. And since then, everything has kind of been started.
And I want to explore a little bit what you mean by that there's no community in Montreal, because I think mm-hmm. when we spoke before, we sort of talked about the invisibility of the community, and that mm-hmm. there may be people of like yourself of Roma origin or Roma background who are living here, but there isn't the same profile because there isn't the same number as there are in Toronto.
Yeah, well, actually, that's one of the issues, and it's one of the reasons why I decided to do a launching event, is not only to, I guess, present the organization, but also to give the opportunity to Roma who often do not claim their identity, to give them an opportunity to know that there is a space that's going to be created where they can go, because it's often hard to identify Roma community because there's nothing, I guess, attached to Roma that really, they're not, in Canada at least, they're not a visible minority, mm-hmm. and they usually have European passports. And a lot of people are afraid to say that they're Roma. For example, I know a family who learned Persian just to pretend like they were Turkish instead of saying that they're Roma. So it's really to give a space to people where they could claim and embrace their Roma identity.
Hmm. And also, we were talking a little bit before about the way that gender plays itself out in terms of the discrimination, like within mm-hmm. the community, and also in terms of people's ideas and prejudices about the community.
Well, as Gina mentioned, Ezra Levelle pretty much listed all the stereotypes regarding Roma people. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the main ones is also the role of women within the community. Like often people will say that Roma women are often beaten women, that they're a very traditional woman, which there is an element of tradition for sure in the Roma culture. But I think often people tend to take things to the extreme. And I think that the richness of Roma culture is so influenced by the countries they immigrated to like years ago. For example, Spain is actually a very matriarchal society where the woman has a very, very big role in the society and is really seen as kind of a role of power. And I think that there is a lot of work to be done in Montreal and in other places to kind of empower Roma women to kind of come out and empower them to do something for the community as well.
Mm. And also when we spoke before, you talked to me that you're going to be going to Poland this summer to mm-hmm. a conference.
Well, essentially, Romanipa is also built in partnership with a youth network called Ternipe, which means youth. And basically, they are organizing a commemoration event of the Roma experience during the Holocaust because it's often forgotten. And we are attending the seminar kind of in partnership with them and also to bring the awareness back to Canada. So it's the first time that I think Canadian participants will have access to such a conference. Mm. So the goal is to try to bring different Canadian participants to the conference this summer.
And this organization, is it an international organization?
It's an international organization, but it's based in Europe. And because it's founded and supported by the European Commission, it's often hard to get Canadian participants to attend those events. Mm-hmm. So this is why, essentially, the idea of starting Romanipa came from the fact that last year I tried to attend one of their conferences, and it took me 4 months to attend it because everybody was saying, well, there's no partner organization in Canada, so you can't attend the conference. So I was like, well, I'm going to start one and start a partnership with them. So that was the idea.
Cool. And I know this is like in the beginning phases, but what would be your sort of dream for Romanipa as it grows and develops?
Well, I think I have a very quite high ambition for Romanipa. I think one of the long-term goals and what would be for me a really big achievement would be to be consulted on UN and UE policies regarding Roma inclusion.
And in terms of here in Montreal, I know that you guys are thinking about like what kind of space you would like, and sort of we talked a little bit about like linking the Roma community with like different settlement organizations or advocacy organizations.
Well, I think in Montreal it's really an issue of not only bringing awareness about the issue, but about the organization and about Roma people in general. Just the fact that tonight's event, there's people showing up for me is a big achievement, because a lot of people that even read the publicity for event are like, well, what are the Roma? So for me, just the fact that more people know about the issues and what's going on and reaching out to all these different organizations who take the time to listen to the issue, for me is a really, really big achievement. So hopefully it will grow from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just maybe one last question. Do you, I mean, you sort of mentioned that you like the size of the community in Toronto versus mm-hmm. Montreal, but do you have any, I've also noticed that people are very unaware about Roma community, which is actually why sort of discussion for doing these segments came up. Do you have any thoughts or insights about why there's such a lack of understanding or information about that in Montreal?
I think one of the main problems is that people often don't identify as Roma, and also that they don't have a space to go. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, it's very hard to come up with statistics about the Roma because, I mean, a lot of people don't need time to study it, but as well, a lot of people don't claim their identity. So it's very hard to evaluate whether there is a community, where there would be, and if they do claim, if they consider themselves Roma or not. And so it's very difficult actually to evaluate the situation. I had this problem when I was trying to raise awareness about the issue because everybody asked me the question of how many Roma people are there in Montreal. In Montreal specifically, it's very hard to say, but in North America, there's about 1 million or 2 million Roma.
Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty considerable community. It's in, yeah.
Yeah, and they've been there for actually 100 years or so. So they're not actually refugees or immigrants. They're actually Canadian Romas.
Mm-hmm. And so, and I guess the in Toronto part of the reason that there's so much awareness, or there's a growing awareness, is because there's a lot of newer Roma coming to Canada and claiming refugee status.
Well, actually, some Roma families that I've met recently came to Montreal, but were often denied and didn't really have anywhere to go in terms of like somebody helping them. Mm. So often people go to Toronto because of the Roma Community Center, because they're aware of it and they know that they give some legal aid and social help to Roma claimants there, because there's a few people I met in Toronto actually that came to Montreal and then went to Toronto to seek help there.
Well, yeah, I think that this is a really, really important project that you're doing. And if people want to find out more about the project or get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Well, we have a Facebook page, which is Romanipe, and we also today officially launched our website, which is romanipe.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And I guess you could come to the event and find out more about the organization.
Right, and so the event, it starts at 7 o'clock tonight?
At 7:30.
Yes. 7:30, and it's at Sivan Orange.
Yeah.
And the tickets are how much?
$12.50 in advance and $15 at the door.
Okay, so yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty amazing lineup, so I encourage you all to go. And thank you very much for being with us this morning, Defina.
Thank you for having me.
And next week we'll have the second part of our interview with Gina Chani-Roba and talking a little bit more about the immigration system and the discrimination of the Roma people in the immigration system here in Canada.